Zevachim Daf Pei Vav. The Mishnah and this Daf says V'chulon Shepaku Me'ala Mizbeach Lo Yachzir. All of the things, so says Rashi, all psulim, all pasul de karbonis, karbonis that became invalid, that alu, that they went onto the mizbeach, they were put onto the mizbeach to get burnt. And then paku, and then they came off of the mizbeach, they fell off of the mizbeach. We'll see exactly how they came off of the mizbeach soon. Lo yachzir. So the Mishnah says all the psulim, all pasul karbonis that they went onto the mizbeach to get burnt, and then they fell off, the halacha is lo yachzir. You should not put them back. So Rashi explains that the kulon, the Mishnah that says all pasul, all karbonis that went on the mizbeach, it's referring not just to pasul karbonis, it's referring A, to pasul karbonis, and B, it's also referring to gidim v'atzomois, to certain parts of the carbon that we wouldn't necessarily put on the mizbeach, but if we do put it on, so then we leave it there. But then we say, our Mishnah says that if it came off, then we should not put it back. That's what the Mishnah says. If it came off of the mizbeach, do not put it back on the mizbeach. Frek toisis of the kasha. We see Rashi that the Mishnah is including gidim v'atzomos. So, and nevertheless, the Mishnah says that if these things fell off of the Mizbeach, you should not put them back on the Mizbeach. Fractoisa, how does this coincide with the Gemara that we had before? The Gemara in Tehei Amid Beis says that by Gidin V'atzomois, if it's Moshla Be'en O'or, Yalu, if a person put these Gidin V'atzomois on the Mizbeach, and they caught on fire, so then, even if they come off of the Mizbeach, then you should put them back on the Mizbeach. So how could our Mishnah say, according to Rashi, that these gidin v'atzomos, these nerves and these bones, if they fall off the Mizbeach, we should not return them, when the Gemara earlier says that if they caught on fire and they were put on the Mizbeach and caught on fire, we should return them? So Tosfos gives three answers to answer Rashi's opinion. One answer, says Tosfos, I can tell you that there the Gemara that says you should put them back on is talking about when it only got a little bit fire, only a little bit, they barely caught on fire, these gidin v'atzomos, these nerves and bones. So then I say you should put them back on so that you should be able to be mekayim the haktorah with them. Since they only got burnt a little bit, so really you did not fulfill, you did not satisfy any haftarah, any burning with these nerves and bones, and then we should put them back on the fire. Whereas our Mishnah is talking about when they got burnt, already devoured, they already got eaten up, swallowed up a certain amount, a little bit. So once the taka got burnt, once they actually got burnt, then I say you do not have to put them back, and you cannot put them back, perhaps, because you were already yoitza the mitzvah was already fulfilled, and therefore better do not put them back. That's the first answer of Tosfos. Another answer of Tosfos, Tosfos says, Rashi explains, lo yachzir means, when the Mishnah says don't put them back, it does not mean that you cannot put them back, but rather that you do not have to put them back. You're not obligated to put them back. Says Tosfos, this would be another answer to the kasha that the Gemara earlier was saying, if you want, if the fire caught onto them, if you want, you can put them back. Whereas our Mishnah is saying you're not allowed, our Mishnah is saying you're not obligated to put them back. The Gemara earlier is saying you can if you want, and our Gemara is saying, our Mishnah is saying you're not obligated, but it agrees that if you want, you can. A third answer Tosfos, that there's a difference between our Mishnah and the Gemara earlier, that the Gemara earlier is saying that yordu yalu, somebody purposely, intentionally took them off of the mizbeach yalu, then you could and should put them back on. But our Mishnah is talking about paku. Our Mishnah is talking about when it fell off without any intention. Somehow it fell off from the Mizbeach, in such a case, you should not put it back on. And so it says, you can differentiate between if it came off on its own, or if someone intentionally took it off. In this third shot of Tosis, that there's a difference between if somebody intentionally took it off or it fell off on its own. Perhaps it's difficult to understand why should there be a difference between if he intentionally took it off or if it fell off on its own. And if there is a difference, but if anything, I would think that it should go the other way around. If it fell off by mistake, so then you can put it back on. Then there was no hasachas hadas. Then nobody ever thought that the mitzvah is over. But if someone intentionally took it off, if anything, he thought the mitzvah is over. So if anything, when he intentionally took it off, then there should be more reason that he should not return it. All right. I would like to discuss a halacha scenario. And while discussing that halacha scenario, we will see an explanation to this tosfos. One of the achronim, while dealing with a halacha that's very practical, he explains this tosfos that we were trying to understand. So let's begin. Our Mishnah talks about karbonis that fell off of the Mizbeach, which is a hilchas of the Meshicha for us, that we unfortunately do not have a Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash at the current time. So the halachas are not applicable. We daven every day that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, and then we will again have karbonis and have all these halachas be practical. But until then, it's a hilchas of the Meshicha, like the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara's terminology, the halacha for when Mashiach comes, that it's in essence for the current history impractical. However, there's a very similar concept in halacha that is very practical. What happens, it's definitely happened to me, perhaps it's happened to all of you. If someone is in the middle of davening and one's talis fell off, so davening's not over, and of course one puts the talis back on. The question is one obligated to make a bracha before putting the talis back on? We all know before we put on the talis, we must make a bracha. Like all mitzvahs, before we do the mitzvah, we make a bracha. Like before we light Chanukah menorah, we make a bracha. Before a lady lights Meir Shabbos, she makes a bracha. Before Tfilin, we make a bracha. So here again, when he's going to put on his talis, he is about to be mekayim the mitzvah of talis, so maybe he should make a bracha. Or perhaps the bracha that he made initially before he put it on the first time, that bracha could still work for the second time that he'll put it on. That is the discussion. So really, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there are some discussions before that discussion. What happens if he intentionally took it off? So we'll see that there's really a few different madrigas, a few different levels of people that had the talis removed, and different halachas pertaining to those levels. Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Hilchot Tittus, in Aruch Chaim, it's Minches, it's Dalid, that if somebody purposely, intentionally took off his talis, even if he had intention to put the talis back on, he must make a new bracha when he puts the talis back on. The Rama, however, disagrees. He brings down a Yesh Oimrim, that if somebody purposely took the talis off, intentionally took the talis off, with intention to put it back on, they do not have to make another bracha, which is obviously talking about only in a case where he was not Mesiach Das. He did not forget, so to say, about putting the talis back on during the interim. So, for example, if somebody wanted to go outside, make a phone call, and take his talis off, and he comes back in, he puts his talis back on, he, according to the Rama, does not make a bracha. If there will be a substantial amount of time, he might be perhaps doing something that's Let's say someone goes to sleep for half an hour, 45 minutes. Let's say it's a break on Yom Kippur, in the middle of davening, and he takes his talis off. He walks home with his talis. And he comes home, he takes his talis off. He lays down for 45 minutes. When he gets up, he certainly does have to make a new bracha. Since he was Mesiyas Das, he had took his mind off of putting his talis back on, and therefore he must make a new bracha. However, if somebody took his talis off to use the bathroom, he does not make a new bracha, and the reason being is that he was not Mesiyas Das from putting his talis back on. He took his talis off intentionally, with intention to put it back on. And even though in the bathroom he would not wear a talis, he does not make a bracha when he puts it back on. The reason being, it's important to differentiate here between a talis and a tefillin. Tefillin, if a person takes them off to use the bathroom, they come out, if they use it for gedolim for sure, they will make a bracha. If they went to gedolim, let's leave a discussion simple. If he went to the bathroom for gedolim, he comes back out, he makes a new bracha on the tefillin. But on his talis, he does not make a new bracha because of our halacha that we're discussing. And the reason is because me'ikar adin, according to strict halacha, one can wear a talis in the bathroom. It's only that we don't take the talis, it's like a minog. The talis, it has two things to it. First of all, it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis on a talis. And second of all, a talis is miyuchad, is designated to be a beged tefillah, a garment for davening. As such, we don't bring the talis into the bathroom. So, being that it's not asur me'ikar adin to wear a talis in the bathroom, so therefore, it's not considered a hesach hadas, it's not considered that a person removed his mind from wearing the talis by that he went to the bathroom. And as such, when he comes out, he can put the talis back on without making a bracha. And a side note, the way I was saying before, that a talis, aside from being a mitzvah, is also a beged shel tefillah, it's also a garment for davening. The Mishneh Berurah says the same thing goes for the kittel. A kittel that a person wears on Yom Kippur, they're not supposed to take it into the bathroom. Why? Because there's for sure no mitzvah involved with a kittel. It's just a minhag to wear a kittel. Nevertheless, there's no tzitzis on it. Nevertheless, it's a beged of tefillah. It's considered a garment that's specialized for davening, and it's improper to bring it into the bathroom. And therefore, one is not supposed to wear one is supposed to take off the kittel before they use the bathroom. So again, according to the Ramah, if somebody takes off the talis to go to the bathroom for 5-10 minutes, they come out, they do put the talis back on, and they do not make a brach. Continues the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, if someone takes it off intentionally and puts it back on, they must make a bracha. According to the Ramah, they take it off with intention, as long as there's no big hesach hadas. Like, for example, we said, like going to sleep for 45 minutes, they could put it back on, and they do not make a bracha. Continues the Ramah, Yesh Oymim, there's others that say, there's another opinion that says, Tavke Keshenishal of Talis Katon, Oz Inetor Levarach, Shul Vechino Yagid. The only time that if you intentionally take your talis off, you do not have to make a new bracha, is only if, despite the fact that you took off your talis gadol, despite the fact that you took off your big talis, you still have a talis cut and you still have your pair of tzitzis on you. What's the explanation? We'll see the explanation of this opinion in a moment. Now, it would seem that this, the Ramah says that the halacha is like this last opinion, that the only time if you take off a big talis with intention and you put it back on, you don't have to make a bracha. It's only if you had a talis katan on yourself at the time when your talis gadol was removed. Now, it happens to be that that is usually the case, that people wear a talis katan and they don't take off the talis katan, and when they took off the talis gadol, they still have the talis katan on themselves. So, usually we don't have such a case, but if you would have somebody that took off their talis gadol and they were also not wearing a pair of tzitzis that day, so the Magen Avraham and Mishneh Berurah and other Achrayim actually say that we paskin like both opinions of the Ramah. In other words, according to the way we paskin, if somebody took off the talis with intention and they put it back on, then they will not have to make a bracha even if he was not wearing a pair of tzitzis. However, the halacha, that this halacha that we say that it's necessary, the only time he does not make a bracha when he puts the talis back on is if he was wearing a pair of tzitzis. That halacha is necessary. That necessity to be wearing a pair of tzitzis, to be exempt, so to say, from making the bracha when he puts the talis back on, that's only if he took his talis off without thinking. Suppose we have somebody who is not thinking what his plan is, whether he's going to put his talis back on or not. He takes off his talis. So then I say, I'm not sure, this person that took off his talis, I'm not sure if he was Messiah Das, if he's forgetting, if he's deciding not to be Mekhai in the mitzvah of tzitzis any longer for today, for now, or he is continuing to be Mekhai in the mitzvah of tzitzis, and just temporarily he took off his talis. So then, says the Mishneh Berurah, and many Achrayim, this opinion that says that if there's a necessity for him to be wearing the pair of tzitzis, they're going when he takes it off stomach without any specific thing in mind. So I say the fact that he's wearing a pair of tzitzis explains to us what his intention is. If somebody takes off a pair of talis, it looks like he's deciding not to have the mitzvah tzitzis anymore. So I'm not sure. So I will assume, it looks like, if he took off his pair of his talis, it looks like he's not interested in wearing tzitzis, not being the kind of mitzvah tzitzis for this time. And therefore, we'll tell him he should make a new bracha if he puts it back on. Such a person, I say, but if he's wearing his tzitzis, then I say, look, don't tell me he's interested in stopping to be Mekhayim, the mitzvah of tzitzis for the moment. Look, he's still wearing his talis katan, he's still wearing his small tzitzis. His small, you see, he is still interested in being Mekhayim, the mitzvah. So then, there is where I say that since he's wearing a pair of tzitzis, so, and he took it off without a clear intention, whether he's going to put the talis back on, I say that wearing the pair of tzitzis explains to us what his intention is. But if his intention was clearly to take it off with intention, to put it back on, then I don't need that condition that he's wearing a pair of tzitzis, because we know that his intention was to put it back on. The concept, according to many Achrayim, of this opinion, that there's a necessity to be continuing to wear the tzitzis when, in the interim, when he took that talis gadol off, is only when we don't know what his intention is, and then that he's wearing a pair of tzitzis helps us understand. And this is the way many places can go, into the Magen Avraham, Mishneh Berurah, and many Achrayim, so that if somebody intentionally took it off with intention to put it back on, no problem. Whether he's wearing tzitzis that day, whether he's not wearing tzitzis that day, he will not make a bracha. If he did not have a clear intention, he took it off purposely. He actually went and took it off, didn't slip off. We'll get to there in a moment. Not that his talis slipped off. He took it off, but without a clear intention. So then the fact that he's wearing pair of tzitzis will explain to us that his intention is to continue being Mekhayim the mitzvah, and he'll put his talis back on. Now what happens if his talis falls off? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Tezvav, later, before it was Sif Yud Dalet, he had Sif Tezvav, The Shulchan Aruch says that if he goes and he puts his talis fell off, and now he puts it back on, he will have to make a bracha. And the Magen Avraham says, even though we said before, that if he takes, according to the Ramah, if he takes his talis off with intention to put it back on, he does not make a bracha, and even if he's not wearing a pair of tittis. We also said if he is wearing a pair of tittis, then even if he did not have a clear intention, he also is not obligated to make a bracha when he puts his talis back on. Says Magen Avraham, but all those opinions of the Ramah will agree that if his talis fell off, mistakenly if the talis fell off, then he must recite a new bracha when he puts his talis back on. And the reason being, the understanding is, that until now, everything was to explain what his intention is. If he intended to take it off, he was never Mesiach Das. Even if he took it off without a clear understanding whether his intention is to put it back on or not, so we have a way to explain what his intention is. But, if it fell off, there's no way to explain what his intention is because he didn't have any intention. And therefore, since it fell off and there was a moment that he was Mesiach Das, that he didn't have a talis without having any specific intention of putting it back on, the lack of having any intention of putting it back on requires that when he will put it back on, he must make a new bracha. So says the Magen Avraham, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and that if somebody's talis fell off, they will have to make a bracha even if they still are wearing a pair of tittis. However, the Machatzis HaShekel says that the same opinion that said before that if he's wearing a pair of tittis and he took it off without any clear intention, he's exempt from making a new bracha, that opinion of the Ramah works for the case of somebody whose talis fell off as well. And therefore, according to the Machatzis HaShekel, unlike the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to the Machatzis HaShekel, if the talis fell off and somebody is wearing a pair of tittis that day, they will be exempt. They will put the talis back on without making a new bracha. The Mashan says that a person should better not make a bracha, since it's a machloik is over here. Even though we have that the Magen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Rav, we have many big opinions requiring one to make a bracha when the talis fell off. Nevertheless, since there's a Machatzis HaShekel that disagrees, so it's a Safik brachas, the Safik whether to make a bracha and Lohakel, whenever it's a Machlokes is whether to make a bracha or not, we pass in Lekula. That is the Hachro of the Masham. However, in Meir Yosher, in Meir Arik, that is, this is in Shalit, this is Chuvas Cheli Beis, and Metesla is Dalit, and this will bring us back to the Toysus in our Sugyo. Says that the opinion of the Machatzis HaShekel is very difficult, and therefore he does not want to use the Machatzis HaShekel at all. He does not want to consider it a Safik at all. And he explains as follows, why is it that there's a difference between if it fell off or if he intentionally took it off? What is the explanation? The explanation is that if it fell off, there's nothing to say that he has any intentions. If a person takes it off, he for sure has some intention. Even if he did not clearly consciously think what his intention is, but being that he took it off, I could explain what the intention is, whether he's wearing a talis cotton or not wearing a talis cotton. If he has on himself a pair of tittis, I can explain what his intention is, since there's a person that did it. There's a physical person that took it off. So people do things with, they think there's a mind working behind what a person's actions are. There's a controller, there's a mind, and therefore there has to be some explanation. and the explanation is going to be one way or the other, which can be explained by the talis, that the pair of tzitzis that remained on him. Whereas if it fell off, there's nobody that did it. There's no intention to look at. So therefore, that's why there's a difference between if he took it off intentionally, if he actively took it off, even if he did not think about it, so then I could use the fact that he's wearing a tzitzis to explain, and when it fell off on its own. Says the Mir Yosha, that is a pshat in Tosfos Bayaz also. Tosfos that differentiate between these Yidim Ve'atzomos that fell off of the Mizbeach, between whether they fell off or he intentionally took it off, is the same idea. If he intentionally took the Yidim Ve'atzomos off, he certainly had in mind to put them back on, and therefore there was no Atzachas Atas from them being on the Mizbeach, and that's why you could put them back on the Mizbeach. Whereas if the heat of the atomic fell off, so then there was nobody thinking, no action, there's no mind working behind it, there's no way I can translate what the idea is, what the purpose is, what the person's mind is, and therefore they cannot be put back on, and that's the explanation of choices that differentiates between if it fell off or if it was taken off. So the Emir Yosha says, I don't understand the Mechtet HaShekel at all, and therefore I would not say that it's even a Safik Bracha Tahaka like the way the Maharsham said. However, the Emir Yosha Me'arik says, I have a different reason to say why, in most cases, when his talis fell off, he will not have to make a Bracha. And that is based on Hashalah. The Magen Avraham, in Hilchos Tefillin, brings on Hashalah that if a person's tefillin slips out of place in the middle of davening, so he says a person, when they return the tefillin to the place, they do not have to make a new bracha, because a person has in mind that the entire davening he's going to be wearing a tefillin. So when he made his original bracha at the beginning of davening, his bracha included when all the tefillin that he's going to be wearing during davening. Says in Reisha, if the person, even though I'll say that if a person's talis fell off after davening, a person should certainly make a bracha and not worry at all about the Machtes HaShekel's opinion, but if it fell off during davening, a person could use the svar of the shloch, even though it was said for a tefillin, but perhaps I could say it for talis also. Then he says maybe perhaps the svar of the shloch would not apply to talis, maybe it's specific to tefillin, since by tefillin there's a halacha, you're not allowed to be misyadas, you're not allowed to forget about tefillin. So therefore, that's why the Shloss said, during davening, if it slipped out of place, he for sure realized that it slipped out of place. He's for sure still thinking about his soul, even when it did slip out of place. And that's why he does not have to make a new bracha. But talis that doesn't have such a halacha, he will have to make a new bracha. And Bikiva Eger, in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simichas, and the Magen Avraham says, Gaon Chof brings down a taste of Shabbos and says the same type of Svara. He wants to say that just like we say the Shloh, without saying the Shloh, but he says, just like the Shloh says, that the Gabi Tfilin during davening, a person is not Mesiach Das, so too, a person has in mind that the Bracha that he said at the beginning, when he put it on, goes to all the wearing of the tefillin during davening, so too will say by the talis. And the Mashag says that that's the opinion of Rabbi Kiva Eger lehalacha. So even though the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this differentiation between whether when the talis fell off during davening or fell off after davening, nevertheless we have an Emir Yosher and a Rabbi Kiva Eger in the name of the Tosfos Shabbos that say that if it's during davening, a person will not have to make a bracha. And the Emir Yosher raises one more point, and the Emir Yosher says that there's two different types of ways that the talis could fall off. One way the talis could fall off is in one sweep, the whole talis falls off. And there's another way a talis could fall off, that it slowly falls off, it trickles off a person's back. Says the Emir Yosher, the whole discussion only applies to when the talis slipped off in one sweep. It fell off in one sweep, so then there was no intention, there was no thought, there's no thinking process, it just came off, and then he's obligated to make a new bracha. But if it slowly fell off and he realized, he felt it falling off, then, says Emir Yosher, he certainly does not make a new bracha when he puts it back on. So in summary, we have that pertaining to this halacha of talis, that if a person intentionally takes off their talis for Ashkenazim, those that follow their in-law, with intention of putting it back on, they do not make a bracha unless there was a clear hasachadat, such as one example being someone who went to sleep for 45 minutes. Anything else with less was any asachadat, they do not make a bracha by putting it back on. That was even if they went to the Beis Kisei, they also do not make a bracha for putting the talis back on. If they did not specifically think about what they're doing when they took the talis off, if they are still rearing a talis katan, if they're rearing titis when they took it off, they also do not make a bracha when they put it back on. If the talis slipped off, and they are wearing a pair of titis, so the Mechitzas HaShakla says you don't make a bracha to put it back on, whether it's during davening, whether it's not during davening. The Mishneh Berura and Shulchan Aruch HaRav do not follow the Mechitzas HaShakla, but the Ma'asham says a person would follow the Mechitzas HaShakla. A person would not make a bracha because Safik Bracha is Lahakel. So there's a big machloikis when the talis falls off. However, if it fell off during davening, there's an extra tziruf to say that a person should not make a bracha when the talis fell off. And certainly, if a person realized when it was falling off, that it was falling off, then they for sure should not make a bracha, like the Meyoshe says, that since they realized, so they thought about it and they had in mind to put it back on, and therefore they do not make a new bracha.